Life is full of questions, and often the answers are difficult. Stephen Baker seeks to answer various questions about life and faith using the Bible as his only source. Join in each week as Stephen tackles the challenge of life questions. Here's Stephen.
People often ask the question about what happens when life is over. In the last 6 months, I have seen my father go to heaven and my father-in-law go to heaven. You say, I wonder why you're so confident they went to heaven. Well, I'm confident not because they were great people, though I think they were, but that's not why they went to heaven. They went to heaven because Jesus promised that he had gone to prepare a place and that he was going to his father and that in his father's house are many mansions and that he was going, and that is the evidence that those who trust him will one day go. But many people have very different and varying ideas about what's after life. You know, some say we'll be annihilated. We won't exist at all at the end of life. Some say everyone goes to heaven because God's a just God and a good God and a kind God. Others believe in a place where sinful souls are prepared for heaven. In other words, a place where they can rectify the wrongs of life, purgatory, an in-between place. The Bible doesn't teach any of those things. The Bible teaches that there is a heaven and there is a hell. When a person dies, they go to one or the other. What determines where you go? Is it if you've been a good person, you've tried your best, you've tried to be kind? Well, there are good things to do. But the Bible teaches that would never redress the balance in your life. Sin has an inevitability about it. Sin has marked you indelibly. You know, in fact, there's a verse in the Psalms and it says this: if God should mark iniquity, who should stand? So when it comes to the character of a person, every one of us have a flawed character. We've all sinned. We've come short of God's amazing standard, the glory of God. And sin ends in death. The Bible says sin, when it's finished, it ends in death. And the Bible teaches that nothing that defiles can ever be in the presence of God. So add those things together. We're sinners. We die. Death ends this life, but not existence. Sin separates us from God. There is a heaven, but we can't be there if we've got sin. So that gives us another place, leaves us with another place. The Bible talks about hell. The Bible talks about hell being a place of judgment. It also talks about a place called the lake of fire, a place of eternal separation from God. Now, the Bible is very clear on this. It says that the lake of fire was created for the devil and for fallen angels. The Bible puts it very straight and sincerely when it says God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God's desire is not to judge us, but you notice what it says: we might come to repentance. The truth of the matter is that Jesus died to pay the price for sin. The Bible says Christ died for our sins. We can be forgiven, but we need to come to understand we need forgiveness and we need to receive the gift of God, which is eternal life. So that's why the verse says God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants us to come to a point where we change our mind, turn from our sin, acknowledge we're wrong, and accept his gift. Because God created us with intelligence and free will, we cannot be forced into salvation. He offers, he says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the offer of salvation is available. So come back to my original question. Where do we go after we die? The choice really remains in your court. You can trust Jesus Christ, confess your sin, accept his forgiveness, and accept the gift of God, which is eternal life, and you'd end up in heaven. Or you can refuse to believe the truth, turn away from what God has said, and die in your sin. And Jesus said that if you do that, where he is, there you cannot be. You cannot be in heaven. I trust you'll make the right choice.
You are listening to Life Questions by Stephen Baker, an honest attempt to answer life's toughest questions using the Bible. Located in Liverpool, England, Stephen is active in spreading the word of God through social media, blogging, radio broadcasts, and podcasts.